Find a comfortable position. Close your eyes. And take three deep, calming breaths. And letting the breath come back to its natural rhythm. Tracking the movement of the diaphragm. Feeling the belly rise and fall as you breathe in and breathe out. Tracking the natural rhythm of the breath. Letting the attention harmonize with this smooth, easy, natural rhythm of the breath. With each exhale, allow yourself to settle into the moment. Letting go of any thoughts, worries, distractions. If it helps, you can label the breath in as it comes in, out as it goes out. Letting the breath steady and soothe you. Letting your mind relax, letting your attention widen and expand, letting yourself move into a quality of receptivity, receiving the movement of the breath and feeling its effects. And now I'd like you to visualize a specific instance where you feel particularly vulnerable, insecure, or exposed. And during that time, your inner critic became especially loud or harsh. This might have been a time when you made a mistake, or you failed at something important to you, and you judged yourself harshly as a result. Could have been an instance where you behaved in a way that was not in alignment with your values, and perhaps you felt guilt or shame afterward. Or maybe it was a moment when you felt judged or criticized by others, and rather than just blowing it off, you internalized that criticism. Or it could be a time when you compared yourself unfavorably to others, and you felt maybe inadequate or not enough. As the story lands in your mind and body, that memory, see if you can notice how your inner critic is criticizing you in there, how it communicates with you. Does it judge you? Does it expect you to fail? Does it give you a list of things you should and shouldn't have done? Notice how the critic comes out in this unique instance. And now, taking a moment to observe what your inner critic believes you need to improve to deserve love, have value, or be good enough in this situation. And now paying attention to how it affects you, what it feels like on the inside. Does it feel like it constricts the chest or the belly? Does it feel heavy, like a weight on the inside? Is it unpleasant? Are there any feelings in there that are perhaps pleasant? Notice how these feelings and the inner critic's presence are affecting your ability to remain open and creative in this situation. Maybe even observing how the inner critic is sabotaging you, how it's undermining your deeper desires. And then see if you can sense the deeper pain your critic is attempting in its own way to cover up, perhaps because it's afraid you might not be able to handle it. Notice how the critic doesn't even feel separate from you. It feels like it is you. Maybe even that it's commenting on reality and everything else is not real. As we go about doing this kind of an exercise, as we expose the inner critic as a separate entity, notice how that affects you. What it's like to unblend, to disidentify from the critic. To make this even clearer, this distinction between you and it, I'd like you to give your critic a shape, a figure, a color, or any form that comes naturally to you. It might even be an image of a being. It could be somebody you know. Maybe something that you've seen in the movies. It doesn't have to be detailed or fixed, just something that represents your inner critic. And once you've landed on an image, I'd like you to visualize this critic standing in front of you. Look at it without judgment, without fear, but instead with a kind of curiosity. Remember, this isn't all of you, this is just a part of you. And in its own way, it's been trying to protect you. Remember, you are not your inner critic. You're a whole and complete being with the capacity for self-compassion and understanding. Notice what it's like to distinguish the inner critic as separate, or at least that it's not all of you, but a part of you. A kid on your bus. Now let's shift the focus a bit. This inner critic of yours has been most active during times when you were vulnerable. In those times, the part of you that was hurt, the inner child, took the brunt of the criticism. Let's connect with this part of you. Take a moment to reconnect with your inner child, which is really your inherent innocence. It's the purity that you were born with. You might remember moments in your childhood when you felt connected to wonder, to joy, to carefreeness. Maybe you remember running in fields of wildflowers, or exploring nature's secrets, or maybe even indulging in simple pleasures of swinging on a swing set. Let yourself reconnect to the warmth of this innocence. Let it spread throughout your body. As you breathe in, invite feelings of connectedness and maybe even appreciation for this child that's been criticized, ignored, shamed, corrected. And notice how it responds to your appreciation, maybe even to your compassion. With each exhale, letting go of any judgment, any criticism or harshness, but instead reconnecting to this innocent, tender part. You might connect with a statement like, "I'm here with you. You're not alone. Your feelings matter. I believe in you." As you breathe deeply, allowing these words to resonate within you. As you continue to breathe, you might visualize yourself being with your inner child with a loving and gentle awareness, just as a parent would soothe their child. You might even imagine extending care in the form of a warm, healing light as you offer comfort to your inner child. You might ask, "What do you need from me now?" Or, "How can I best support you right now? Is there any specific action or change you'd like me to make?" And then patiently allow your body to respond. Allow your body's wisdom to guide you and wait for its gentle signals. Now I'd like you to turn your attention to the extreme beliefs or toxic emotions that your inner critic has been forced to carry, almost like a burden. You might visualize these burdens like a heavy stone, could be a dark cloud, or any other symbol that feels right to you. Let yourself feel the weight and discomfort of this burden. But also recognize the strength of your inner child for carrying such a burden for so long. You might even thank this part of you for its resilience, and maybe even reassure it that it's okay to let it go now. And if it's ready to let it go, imagine this young part of you standing in a serene, peaceful, open space. It could be a meadow, a beach, a forest clearing, or any other tranquil place that resonates with you. Breathing in the peace and the calm of this space, place your hands on the earth and dig a hole deep enough to bury this burden into the ground. And then lowering the burden, maybe it's in the form of a rock, a heavy stone, a dark cloud, however it is, let it drop into the earth, into that hole. And as you lower it into the hole, let yourself feel a sense of relief washing over you. Once the burden is in the hole, cover it with the earth. And as you breathe in deeply and exhale, visualize the burden being embraced by the earth, understanding that as the burden is buried, it's being changed and healed by the earth's natural energy. Allowing yourself to sit with this image for a few moments. Let yourself feel the lightness in your being, the release of this weight you've been carrying. Let yourself breathe in deeply. And as you breathe out, feel a sense of peace and closure washing over you. Let yourself remember this feeling of peace, this feeling of being unburdened. Whenever your inner critic starts to rise, you might remind yourself of this place of peace within you, where you can separate yourself from your inner critic and where you can connect with your inner child, unburdened and free. And so in a moment, we're going to be bringing this journey to a close. As we do, just noticing the quality of heart and mind, the quality of spirit you're completing with. Noticing how over this time things have shifted inside. Noticing what's different. Noticing perhaps what's left to be completed. Noticing if there are any next steps. Anybody to call. Anybody to reach out to. Anything to change in your communication. Anything to say no to. Anything to say yes to. Feeling the aliveness, the tingling in the hands and the feet, the arms, the legs. Noticing the movement of the breath in the chest and the belly. Perhaps the beating of the heart. The air as it moves through the throat, the aliveness in the face, the tingling throughout the body of the skin. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes at half mast, letting some light enter, moving gently, moving slowly from this inner terrain into this outer world. Perhaps even carrying a little bit of this tenderness with you, with the eyes open. Just taking a moment or two to integrate. We tend to move so quickly throughout our days. Let this be a moment where you move slowly. Good, and only when you're ready, you can bring this to a close.